Woman Hero, Queen Rania of Jordan by Claudia Hudson. Queen Rania Al Abdullah of Jordan took the throne at the age of 29, becoming the youngest queen in the world at that time. Wise far beyond her years, she has since devoted herself passionately to a number of important humanitarian and social causes near to her heart, as well as to her life as a wife and mother of four. Born Rania Al-Hassin on August 31, 1970, Queen Rania is renowned for her philanthropic endeavors, her great beauty and poise. In 2005, she was named the third most beautiful woman in the world by Harper's and Queen magazine, and an astuteness and insight that far transcend her youth. She and her future husband, then Prince Abdullah bin Al-Hussein II, met at a dinner party in 1993 and were engaged just 2 months later. Today, they're known to be loving and involved parents to their four children, Prince Hussein, Princess Ayman, Princess Salma, and Prince Hashem. Rania and Abdullah's marriage in itself is a testament to the potential for peace amongst Middle Eastern nations. Rania was born and raised in Kuwait to Palestinian parents and attended university in Egypt, while her husband is Jordanian of the royal Hashemite lineage. To many, their cross-cultural marriage symbolizes a hope for unity amongst the often warring nations and cultural sectors of the Middle East, including the varying ethnic groups within Jordan itself. After King Hussein's death in 1999, Abdullah took the Jordanian throne as king, and likewise Rania began her role as queen, which provided her a larger platform on which to voice her important global and domestic causes, following the footsteps of Queen Noor, her predecessor, also an outspoken philanthropic activist. Amongst the many works she is involved in, of primary importance to her, is the subject of women's and children's rights. In particular, she's focused her energy on the topics of domestic violence and the protection of women and children against abuse. She serves as the head of the National Early Childhood Development and Family Safety Council, and she is a member of the UNICEF Global Leadership Initiative, which focuses on children's rights and is closely involved with Dar al-Aman, a center for abused and neglected children, the first of its kind in the Middle East. Likewise, she is also an outspoken activist in the campaign against honor crimes, that is, the killing of women who are suspected of committing adultery or of dishonoring their family by male family members. Sentences against men in Middle Eastern nations are often very lenient in such crimes, and Queen Rania is working to help revoke these frighteningly biased and unjust laws. As the head of Jordan's Human Rights Commission, she strives to find a balance between long-standing cultural traditions and basic human rights. Another key topic of importance to Queen Rania is that of technological advancement, particularly in the form of information technology. She's a stout promoter of IT within the Kingdom of Jordan, feeling that technology will help bring about greater unity and equality amongst the peoples of Jordan, as well as wider educational opportunities which will help bridge the educational divide. She's active in incorporating technology into Jordanian schools as well as into other public institutions. In addition to technology and education, she's also an advocate of health education. As president of the Jordan Society for Organ Donation, she educates the public on the importance of donating organs and helps improve the process of organ donation and transplants within Jordanian hospitals. She also leads Jordan's Blood Disease Society, which helps educate the public on blood diseases and their prevention. Additionally, she's involved with the Jordan Cancer Society and the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations, amongst other healthcare advocacy groups.